Have shoulder or knee arthritis and thinking about surgery? Find out about stem cell therapy to repair tissue without having surgery. Call 303-757-7280 for a free stem cell consultation.
KNUS Denver,
a Salem Media Group station.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
This ought to be good. Good morning, everyone.
Of the people.
Count on that. September the 6th, 2018. Chuck and Julie at 1 o'clock. Stephen Tubbs this afternoon. Back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for 2 hours. Former investigative reporter Ward Lucas.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
You tell him I stutter. Ward Lucas in studio tomorrow here on 710 KNUS. I think we are going to set the stage here. Our website, 710knus.com. Once again, the picture of two of the Broncos squatting in the tunnel with this stadium security guard standing with her hand over her heart, looking out at the field, and these two doofuses squatting. We've had over 14,000 views of it, and you'll see it no place else but here. In the meantime, please say good morning, as always, and welcome back to the radio show. And this is a really significant hour of talk radio because it speaks to so many different things, but principally how the Denver media operates. We begin, he's one of my dearest friends. We've been friends forever. He's a family friend. We ride motorcycles together. We were in Sturgis together. I think the world of them. Ladies and gentlemen, former Congressman Tom Tancredo joins us, as well as a man I've spoken to in the past, but because he now appears in a smear job done by Locals 4 and 9, Peter Brimlow joins us. And so let us begin, first of all, with Tom. Tom, good morning, and thanks for coming on the show. Welcome back.
Sure. It's a pleasure to join you again, and actually a tiny bit more awake than when I usually do because I'm here in Washington and had to get up 2 hours earlier. So it all worked out.
There you
go. I can actually do your show and don't have to have a cup of coffee to keep me going.
And as well as Peter, good morning to you. And Peter, thank you for coming on. As you know, I believe Casey has sent you both of these television smear pieces, and welcome back to the show and thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much, Peter, and good morning, Tom. Nice to talk to you again.
Good morning, Peter.
Peter,
good morning to both of you, Peter.
Peter Brimlow, did you get a chance to watch?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, and
it's the usual rubbish, isn't it?
Well, let me begin.
What's significant about this is that this character, Walker Stapleton, who I must say, Tom, appears to me to be completely useless, is endorsing, is essentially going along with this. He's doing the sort of Romney, Jeb Bush scuttle. When he's faced with any kind of left-wing huffing and puffing about racism and so on, he immediately runs away.
Well, funny you should say Jeb Bush. You know, they're relatives, as you know.
did you know? It's genetic, you mean.
It's George Walker Bush, Herbert Walker, and Walker Stapleton. He is in the family he's genetically connected to the Bushes, for real. And
right.
And so the Walker is a name that, as you know, there was a real guy, Herbert Walker. He was a friend of Prescott's, and that's how this ties in. But I want to ask you a principal question first. Before either one of those media outlets smeared you, did any of them ever call you and want to talk to you?
Oh, no, of course not.
That's my point. There, I rest my case. Tommy.
Peter, is they rely entirely upon the Southern Poverty Law Center, which, of course, is a racket, you know. It's in the business of frightening elderly Jews to giving large amounts of money by telling them that there are neo-Nazis roaming around. And it's raised close to $500 million doing that. And so they need to find neo-Nazis around, and if they can't find any, they make it up.
Do you think, Tom, you got into both of those pieces, and we can play them if we have to. Did you know when you were contacted by Sean Boyd how she was going to use you in that story?
Well, of course not. She, in fact, Sean Boyd, in the past, Peter, quite frankly, has been somewhat fair to me. And I, of all the people that I deal with in the media and in the major, you know, the drive-bys, as Rush says, she probably had been the best. And so I was not reluctant to take her call when it came in. And I didn't know, you know, that she was even doing the interview. But she said, indeed, I have done an interview with Walker Stapleton, and I only want to ask you this. Did he offer you a job or any part of his cab or run with him as lieutenant governor? And I said, no, he did not. And she goes, well, he said on the radio that he wanted to. I said, well, I'm just telling you, he had never, ever offered me anything, and he hadn't. And that was it. That was the sum total of our conversation. But then I saw Casey eventually. I did not see the interview, and I have not actually seen the Channel 9 one, but Casey sent me the Channel 4 interview, and it's certainly what, I mean, of all the things, you know, there are a number of issues that are absolutely pertinent and relevant to the governor's race. This is not one of them, and yet they spent the entire time with Walker's great-grandfather, his Ku Klux Klan member, great-grandfather Stapleton, who was the mayor of Denver and a Democrat, by the way, and Tom Sancredo, and my connection to Vidare and white supremacist nature, I guess, or certainly set of connections. So, yeah, it was a complete hit job and ridiculous from the standpoint of any sort of journalistic integrity.
Well, Tom, of course, that's a conversation in terms of journalistic integrity. But on the other hand, it's Stapleton's fault, isn't it? He ran away. He should have said, you know, Tom Tancredo was a highly distinguished career. He raised a very important issue, immigration, in his presidential race, which was a very credible race, which this issue which turned out to like Donald Trump, and I'm proud of my association with him, and go to hell. But he didn't. He just started immediately turned turtle.
But
I know you can't say that, gentlemen, because
you can't.
I'm sure you see him around socially. And
no, I don't, actually.
I want him elected. I still want him elected.
Actually,
Peter's not as excited about it,
Peter,
but I want him elected.
Peter,
I don't want Polis.
It's like I'm like a stalker with a guy now. You know, I call him. We ask him to come on the show. We've helped him try and do commercials. You know, I've been a real wise guy on the guy's shoulder. But in fairness to all of this, Tom Tancredo, who I am most adamant about defending, Walker Stapleton, you know, he walks into these interviews, and Tommy gets used. Now, did Kyle Clark, because I'm going to come back to that, because obviously Sean Boyd didn't tell you, Kyle Clark uses you, and I'll play it for everybody, where Kyle Clark says, you got into the governor's race to protect white nationalists. You've heard him say this now in the speech and in your anti-Muslim rhetoric and your bigotry. He's saying these things. Now, he's always nice to you, isn't he? Or has he been, he's called you before, hasn't he?
I've certainly been at odds with him in the past. He's one I would not have trusted to say anything to, however, because of the way he has treated me in the past.
But I want, so everybody can hear this. We'll play just one of these two jokers. But this is my contention to Peter and to Tom. These guys ain't that bright. Neither one of them are that smart. They were fed this story. They were given this, and they're, you know, Sport Coat Boy and Sean Boy. They're not that smart. They're not that good. They were served this up either by the Polis campaign or Media Matters or some other doofuses. They served this up. So let me put both of these guys up on hold so they can hear it. Listen to what Kyle Clark says about a guy that I've known forever, Tom Tancredo. Listen carefully.
Walker Stapleton spokesman says he was joking when he called local media phony news organizations over the weekend. Stapleton was referring to Westward and the Colorado Independent, which first reported on his comments. The Stapleton team says it was a joke, that the Republican candidate for governor has a, quote, demonstrated track record of respect for the press. Democrats have been criticizing Stapleton over the holiday weekend for appearing at this event with his ally Tom Tancredo, the former congressman who got into the race for governor briefly in order to defend white nationalists. Tancredo was on the board of Vidare, which even his former protege, Congressman Mike Kaufman, called, quote, a white supremacist organization. Tancredo also unapologetically promotes false anti-Muslim propaganda on social media. I asked Stapleton's campaign if he was reconsidering his relationship with Tancredo, considering his involvement with anti-Muslim bigotry and white nationalism. We could not get a straight answer from the Stapleton team. A spokesman would only say that Stapleton does not endorse everything Tancredo says or does.
All right. Let's go back to the guest, Casey, to bring the guys back up again. The head of Vidare, Peter Brimlow, is with us, and, of course, Tom Tancredo. Listen to what he accused you of getting into. I remember when...
Getting into the race.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can I just interrupt a second and say, you know, I don't know who this jerk Kaufman is, but he really is a fool. You know, white supremacism has a very specific definition in American politics. It means, and it was associated with the segregation in the South in the 1960s. And they wanted, they specifically said they wanted to maintain white control over the South. And they did it through various measures like gerrymandering and so on. And Richard Russell, who is, as you know, is one of the Senate buildings is named after him, was one of the most distinguished senators in American history, was an ardent segregationist and explicitly said he was in favor of maintaining white control over the South. Well, we've never said anything like that.
No, of course not.
We've never said anything like that. I mean, we never proposed ways of gerrymandering to maintain white control and everything. So I mean, it's just a flat out lie. Of course, the problem is that this fellow Kaufman doesn't know what white supremacy is. He's a fool. As far as the media is concerned, white supremacy, any discussion of immigration at all, or immigration policy at all, that's what they mean.
Sure,
by
of course.
Anybody who wants to control immigration, reduce immigration, make it work in America's interest, he's a white supremacist. That's what it means.
Tom, you know, we've been pals a long time, and we've socially together, and we're going to actually, it's interesting, we're having lunch on the 11th with Patricia Calhoun, the three of us.
And
it's amazing. This Kyle Clark character, have you called him or you heard from him since this piece?
No, sir, I haven't, and this is the first time I actually have heard the piece.
Okay, well.
And I mean, for him to state that as if it were a fact, as if somehow he knew why I got into the race. He didn't say, you know, it's my opinion that this is why he did it, or some people say this is why he got in to defend the white. No, he says it as if it is true.
Absolutely.
Of course, there's no argument about it, right? It is absolutely untrue. You know that.
Yeah.
I talk to you about these issues all the time, long before I usually run, and it's got nothing to do with white nationalism.
But
if
you're fed info from Media Matters or Southern Poverty Law Center, and once again, I say it on the record, neither one of these two are that clever. They're not that smart. They are not that gifted as reporters. When Sean Boyd does that piece, they find an obscure part of my colleague and good friend Stephen Tubbs' show. Now, she didn't find that. She's not that smart. That was given to her. When she did that piece and she got the Southern Poverty Law Center, they went after Peter, they went after V-Dare. She ain't that good. I know her. She's not that smart. Kyle Clark is slick. You know, he looks good. He's a male model kind of a kid. He's got the cool hair and a sport coat. He ain't that good. I mean, he's just not that good. And so to Peter Brimlow, Peter, they were served this story up, don't you? Do you believe that?
Absolutely, yes. It's template journalism. And it's very typical of the way in which journalism works in America nowadays. They just get these press releases from Southern Poverty Law Center, and they basically repeat them. And they're able to do that because, if I may say so, cowards and fools like Stapleton and Kaufman never push back.
Oh, of course.
I don't really blame the journalists. I do blame them, of course, but I mean, they're sort of, you know, insects. The real problem is that the Republicans are always running away.
Yeah.
And they're doing this even though Donald Trump showed that courage works. And Trump always stood up to these allegations, and he won. But that doesn't seem to have gotten through to them. I mean, what did Kaufman say about Trump? Wasn't he a never Trumper, Tom?
Oh, he still is, believe me, big time. Oh my God, yes. The guy runs away from it as hard as he possibly can. And it's funny because on the plane coming here, it was 9:30 in the morning out of Denver, and that's the plane that everybody coming back for Congress gets. You know, and everybody was on it, almost the entire congressional delegation. And my wife and I are in line, and he walks up and is this big smile, grabs my wife's hand and shakes it, but she's not responding. It's just so uncomfortable and ugly because he knows exactly how I feel about him, and I know exactly how he feels about me. And there's no reason to smile and be nicey-nicey because, you know, we do not agree and we dislike each other probably intensely. He took over my seat, the 6th Congressional District, promising to be a strong, strong supporter of the positions I had taken on immigration, right? Well, That lasted until, of course, redistricting, and he lost a little bit of Republican support, and all of a sudden he turned. It's one thing to say, well,
that's still a
70%
wide district.
Chameleon. I'm sorry?
Tom, that's still a 70% wide district, isn't he? I mean, it's not. He doesn't really have to cuck so hard.
Well, he's in trouble. He's got a pretty worthy opponent. It's a mixed district. It got redesignated.
Redesignated.
Yeah, and Kaufman is an interesting character. I'll tell you a story. This was back when we were doing a lot of work, Peter, on the life story of Barack Obama. His story's a grift. It's a con. And so he's at some auction barn someplace, I think in Douglas County, Tommy, and he finally does say, hey, you know, the guy's questionable birth story. Channel 9 gets onto it, and they start chasing him around. I called him up. I said, man, you got this. You're the first guy. And I mean, Tommy did. But I said, you got this, man. Come on. Let me help you. Let me give you all the, you know, the 2.5-3 years of work that I did on the story. And I said, I'll give you the info. This guy turns tail and cuts and hides out, then eventually comes out and does this hat in his hand, as the Irish say, stands and, well, you know, whiny. I'm thinking, dude, you got this. And, you know, you can actually make a name for yourself. The same thing was true back to Walker Stapleton, who I think is a weenie. Walker Stapleton could have said, you're right, the media is phony. And this happens.
Right.
And like, the way they is, it's guilt by association. Tancredo runs for governor because he wants to defend white nationalism. And he's at a you think it's like some like a putsch in Parker, Colorado.
Guilt by association Because it's like two or three steps removed. I mean, first of all, Vida is not a white nationalist side. Secondly, Tom has virtually nothing to do with this. He was briefly on our board until he decided to run for office again. So there's a two-step process here. But, you know, facts don't matter. They're just going to make this up. Their general position is that, and the position of the left is that anybody who raises the immigration issue has to be suppressed. The immigration issue cannot be allowed to get into public debate. And that's why they're so hysterical about Trump.
Yeah. It is 17 after the hour of 8 o'clock. The head of VDARE is with us, and, of course, Tom Tancredo. Take a second, Peter, and talk about VDARE and why Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, I know enough about Southern Poverty Law Center, but so many people I respect have been jacketed by them. Talk about yourselves and the organization.
Well, you know, Peter, I've been around a long time in spite of my accent. I've been in mainstream financial journalism for over 40 years in the U.S. More than 20 years ago, I wrote a cover story for National Review about time to rethink immigration, and that became a book published by Random House called Alien Nation. There was a brief period in the 90s when we were fighting a civil war within the Republican Party and conservative movement, saying that they should pick up the immigration issue, that immigration was out of control, and among other things, we were going to destroy the Republican Party. And we lost that war. Buckley purged National Review and went back to being became basically a Republican bulletin board. So we started the VDARE.com to enable the facts and analyses about the immigration disaster, the post-1965 immigration disaster, to be published. At that point, there was almost nobody else. Now there are a lot of other people around writing about it. Even sites like Breitbart and the Daily Caller, which are quite careful, write about it. And, of course, the immigration issue had elected a president. But at that stage, there was nobody. The left, of course, is completely desperate to keep this issue out of debate. If you remember, Pat Buchanan was fired from MSNBC after his book on immigration in the mid-aughts.
Yeah.
That came out, and the head of MSNBC said that he was raising subjects, namely the demographic transformation of the U.S., which should not be discussed in public. In other words, we're not allowed to democratically debate a public policy, namely immigration. They're determined to suppress this because they think that they're going to be able to elect new people. They're going to bring a lot of people in, minorities won't happen, who they're convinced are going to vote Democratic, and they're going to swamp out the historic American nation. So that's why this is getting so acute right now. The election of Donald Trump was a huge shock to them, and they're going to do everything possible to make sure it never happens again, which is why this reign of terror is going on, why Twitter is banning conservatives and people talk about immigration and all that kind of thing.
I absolutely believe you. I mean, it's, and what role do you think channels 9 and 4 played in that? Tom, I give it to you first and give it to Peter for last comment. What role did Sean Boyd and Kyle Clark play in all of this?
Well, they followed the script that they were given. They are simply part of the, I think Peter put it so well when he said this reign of terror that's going on. And it is, and they are terrified by the developments politically in America. And so there is a script and narrative, and they were given it, and they followed it. That's what their role was in this whole thing.
And Peter Brimlaw,
if I can say so,
sure.
I see a lot of this stuff because of, you know, we monitor national coverage of the issue and coverage all over the country. It is remarkable how many of these stories just follow a template. That they have these certain sorts, and we just saw this the other day with Scott Greer being purged from the Daily Caller. You know, you find somebody who says something which is arguable, which is debatable. You go to his employer and terrify the employer, and the employer runs away. And the issue really here is they've got to stop running away. At some point, the Republican stand has got to realize that it's never going to get over being accused of being racism. I mean, I saw really funny articles during the last election, you know, from Romney backers, Romney operatives, who said, you know, look here, all these awful things that the media was saying about Trump, that he's a neo-Nazi and a nativist and all this kind of thing, they said exactly the same things about Romney. For that matter, they said them about McCain. They didn't have to say it as long and as loud, and of course both lost. But they always say this about their opposition, because they basically want to suppress opposition.
I wrap it on here. We'll go back into open line segments. I know you're both doing different things this morning. Peter, thank you, and Tommy, as always, when you get home. But it is just amazing. I mean, it is absolutely stunning. And Sean Boyd, and we discovered that. We led the league with that. Then we led the league on the radio show with what Kyle Clark did. I intentionally watched him last night. They were almost like this. I don't know. They were all, I can't describe his show last night. He's jammed up. He's caught. And if he's the right kind of a guy that he wants to be, which I don't know, call Tom up or publicly apologize to Jackie and Tom, because that line that he says about you entered the race, and I was with you when you entered the race. I met with you. You told me you were getting in. I never in my life heard Tom say, you know, I'm going to become governor to defend white nationalism. And I mean,
did I ever flash you the okay sign?
yeah. Give me the okay.
You saw that, right?
Right.
God, did you know there were so many white nationalists around? I've seen that okay sign flashed by brown people and black people. God. They're everywhere, Peter. They're everywhere.
They've outdone their own. I'm looking for words. What they've done, but again, Peter, I'll give you the last comment. They are not that smart to have done this on their own. Peter, you believe they've been fed all of this as well?
Oh, it's very clear when you look at the story. They're just working off templates. But if I may return to my hobby horse, which I don't want to implicate either of you in this, but the fact of the matter is they would not have this power if the Republicans had any guts.
I agree. Remember, he's George Herbert Walker Bush, he's George Walker Bush, and he's Walker Stapleton. And when you said Jeb Bush, I came out of the chair. Bless you both. Tommy, I'll talk to you when you get home. Say hi to Jackie. Peter, we'll
do it
again.
Buddy.
Thanks, you guys, very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, guys. All right, we go to open lines, 303-696-1971. I got an email here. What are you playing? We'll play it for you again. And listen to what they do and watch them. And again, the website, 710knus.com. That picture, we've had over now close to 15,000 people look at that picture. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning picture. Send it to Kyle. Send it to Sean. Send it to the Post. Hey, guys, what about printing this? You ever wondered what those valuables are worth sitting in your basement? Maybe you didn't know those things collecting dust could be worth a fortune. You need to know. Find out what they're worth. Find out today. Have them professionally appraised. My friend David Ellis in Cherry Creek's been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado, instant cash on the spot. David will pay top dollar for your valuables. Bring your valuables, spit it. Bring your gold and your sterling silver, your diamonds, your coins, your antique jewelry, wedding bands, and Rolex watches. evaluations, well, they're special and quick. He's confidential. He's the good guy. Park and walk in. If you're looking to buy a gift, man, he's got these jewelry cases that are full of really great stuff. He's my friend, good friend. David Ellis, the best prices on diamonds and jewelry. Cherry Creek, 2640 East 3rd Avenue. It's 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek, 6 days a week. The man is there. Got a bronze statue in the corner yards. Got green awnings on the building. The man is there 6 days a week. David Ellis, Cherry Creek, 3rd and Clayton, 2640 East 3rd Avenue. On the website there, davidellisjewelry.com.
So drive continues and some new problems. This report brought to you by your local Ford store. Heading into the tech center, heavy traffic, southbound 225. Stop and go from Islip on down. Take you well over 15 minutes. Had a crash near Tamarack that is gone. An accident northbound 225 past Alameda, blocking up the two left lanes. A chance past Parker Road. I-25, there's been trouble northbound I-25 near 8th Avenue. That wreck is gone. And a crash blocking up the ramp southbound I-25 to westbound I-76. All-wheel drive isn't all you get with the new Ford SUV. You'll get features that keep you safe and versatility you need for Colorado. Now get a great deal on the official SUVs of the Denver Broncos. Ford, go further. I'm Susan Thielen, 710 KNUS, First Alert Traffic.
Hey, man, it's Peter Boyles. You've heard me talk about Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic and how successfully they treat thousands of men, including me, with ED. Their treatments for ED are successful in nearly 90% of cases. I got to tell you about this brand new ED treatment called Gaines Wave Therapy. It's an exciting new treatment using sound wave technology. It's non-invasive. Studies have shown tremendous effects in treating many, many men who suffer from ED. Now, this may be new in this country, but the Gaines Wave Therapy has been in Europe for over 15 years with great success. Safe and effective treatment option. One of the things you'll love about Jeff and that team at Rocky Mountain Men's is their consistently innovating and getting better. Whether it's in the new Gaines Wave technology or one of the many other treatments options that these guys are committed to helping you find a solution for your ED. Give them the call today. Initial appointment is $99, includes a medical consultation, a testosterone test, a PSA test, and a review of the many ED treatment options. So check them out. They're your friends. RockyMountainMen'sClinic.com. RockyMountainMen'sClinic.com. The offices are in Denver, Colorado Springs, and now the new office in Castle Rock. Call today, 720-440-7900. 720-440-7900. RockyMountainMen'sClinic.com.
Are you ready to retire? Do you have a plan for when the paychecks stop? Dennis Prager here for Wally Smith at Ridgegate Financial. Income planning is one of the five keys to a successful retirement. You've worked hard and saved, but now you need a specific plan for when to access your Social Security and each of your retirement assets. For your free Social Security analysis and personal retirement review, call Wally Smith at 303-PLANNER. That's 303-752-6637. Ridgegate Financial creates retirement plans to help make your retirement everything you've dreamed of, not just 20 to 30 years of unemployment. Your personal retirement plan will help you to sail through stock market corrections and crashes with confidence. You need a plan for when the paychecks stop. For your free Social Security analysis and personal retirement review, call Wally Smith at 303-PLANNER or visit RidgegateFinancial.com. 303-PLANNER, 303-752-6637, RidgegateFinancial.com.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please listen. Families destroyed, lives ruined. We've seen it countless times, and it happens to good people. It's not too late to get help.
Hi, I'm Eric Lapp, founder of the Raleigh House of Hope Addiction Treatment Centers, right here in Denver. I founded the Raleigh House because I've seen seen the devastation firsthand. Addiction hurts, but there is a way back. Our skilled team is here for you. You've been thinking about getting help. Now is the time.
Call the Raleigh House of Hope at 720-729-2221. That's 720-729-2221.
Hi, it's Peter Boyle. Is you ready to donate your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your boat, or your RV? There's no finer nonprofit organization than Step Denver. Step Denver, a recovery program that gives men the tools to overcome addiction, become self-sufficient, tax-paying citizens through sobriety work and accountability. Donate your vehicle to provide the resources to help men get their lives back on track. Provide you with a tax deduction and get you underway. So, ready to donate your vehicle while helping out a great program? Think Step Denver. Donate online, StepDenver.org. That's StepDenver.org.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
The Beatles. Thursday morning, September the 6th, 2018, 710 KNUS. We are Denver's talk station, and good morning, everyone. Stephen Tubbs this afternoon at 4, Chuck and Julie, of course, at 1 o'clock. And tomorrow on this award-winning radio show in studio, Ward Lucas. Those of you who have lived here for a long, 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 long time, this guy was the investigative reporter in the city. Ward Lucas now has written a book, Sometimes You Gotta Ride the Elephant. It's the best. I've been a big fan of Ward's. We crossed over in so many different stories, and I end up in the book a little bit, and he's just a home run. How he gets into business, the Ron Bailey School, and how Ron Bailey goes to jail. And it's like, it's so good. I was telling Casey. Casey said, I didn't know Ron Bailey went to jail. His wife went and his kid went. They all went. And about Chuck Green getting punched out by Michael Howard and the old Jack Taylor fights. And God, it's just great. And what a break in the action it'll be to see the one and only Ward Lucas. And we did a haunted house together. And I mean, he's just like an all-timer. And I can't wait to see him. He'll be part of the show. Let's take a call here, and then we got to do a couple of things. A lot of people want to hear that television stuff again. Hey, Chris, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
You know, speaking of old-timers, Peter, you remember Nine News Stormy Rotman?
Of course.
World War One vet.
No, World War II.
Helicopter. Oh, World War II. Okay. Yeah, helicopter pilot. He was the real deal.
I don't think he was a pilot, but he was Douglas MacArthur's weatherman.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just a real cool guy. In any event, I kind of called about a couple of things apropos of 10th grade being on and immigration. But when we look at towns like Golden and other countries, other cities around the country that are lowering things like lowering the voting age to 16.
Yeah, I saw that. But that doesn't mean they can do it. I mean, that.
Right. And when we look in Boston, they're thinking of, for limited local elections, letting illegal aliens vote. Right.
They're doing it other places as well.
Right, and I think this really fundamentally comes down to a state's rights thing. Do you think that states should be able, you know, notwithstanding things like federal elections, that's a whole other deal, but local races where an illegal immigrant has skin in the game, they're paying sales tax.
I don't, and first of all, they're not citizens, and no matter where you look and no matter how you want to peel the banana, you got to be a citizen of the country. States' rights has been the rallying cry, and I suspect, as a liberal, you may know this, for keeping black people out of public schools, keeping black people away from being able the ability to vote or where they can buy homes. That was the rallying cry of the Democratic Party. States' rights, states' rights. Of course, you know that, don't you?
I mean, I understand.
Stop. Please stop. Don't you know that? That was the rallying cry of the segregationists with states' rights.
Yes, I do know that, the Dixiecrats, but that's not the modern Democratic Party.
No, I didn't say it was the modern Democratic Party. I said it was the rallying cry of the segregationists with states' rights. Now, you come back with states' rights for illegals to vote. Now, it's either one way or the other, pal. You pick.
I know. I can't.
Don't tell me you know. Stay with the conversation. Which do you want? Do you want states' rights or do you want the power of the federal government? Which do you want?
I would like states' rights.
So then I can exclude people by a vote. That's why gay marriage, and I'm an advocate of gay marriage. Gay marriage had to be looked at on a federal level because they could claim states' rights and say, we won't let gay people get married. We won't let black and white people get married. We won't let this happen. Won't let this happen. We won't let you vote, and you call me up, and I've listened to your calls for years, and you are rallying cry for states' rights?
I am saying I do not believe in judicial review and legislating from the bench.
I don't know what that means either. Do you or do you not believe? This goes back to the Federalists. This goes back to the Founding Fathers. Where the power will be? Will it be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, or will it be in Washington, D.C.? Where do you think the power belongs?
To the state.
So if I'm running Alabama, and I decide that, and overwhelmingly people say, you know, black people do not belong in education, public schools, then you would say they're right?
I would not say that they're right.
Then you don't believe what you just told me you believe.
I can defend the
No, you can't. You can or you can't. Is it okay then for the state of Alabama to tell black people they can't go to public schools?
If it were up to them, then yes.
I'm asking what you think.
I personally believe that's wrong.
How can you believe in states' rights? Chris, why don't we just hang up or you change the topic? Which would you like to do?
I will concede the point. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you. 303-696-1971. The rallying cry, states' rights. Let's play these. People are chomping at this thing again. Kyle Clark owes Tom and Jackie Tancredo an apology. Will he do it? No. I watched him last night just with intent to see what they would do. A little smirky grin on his face. Hey, dig this. Sean Boyd, forget about it. And the Denver Post in the picture. We've had now almost 15,000 people look at this picture. And it's on the website, 710knus.com. I think it's a Pulitzer Prize-winning picture. The security guard standing with her hand over her heart. She's in a tunnel. The more I look at the picture, the more you see, as always. But she's in a tunnel. These two, Brandon Marshall and Demaryius Thomas, are squatting. Now, your Denver Broncos open on Sunday. Tonight, your Philadelphia Eagles play. I was talking to Casey about the game. The Eagles are notorious kneelers. Let's see what happens tonight for your first NFL game. See if they show the anthem, which I don't know if they will or not. Doesn't matter. I have a meeting tonight on MC1, the honor run coming up for fallen officers. And if I was home alone, I wouldn't watch the stupid game. But having said those things, look at this picture, 710knus.com. Can you humiliate Channel 9 any further? Or the Denver Post? How about this is the Rock? These are your Broncos. Hey, show the picture. Then tell me they're your Broncos. You can see at 710knus.com. That V-Deer guy was great. And Tom Tancredo entered. I was there. He called me up. Remember that guy, Dan Mays? He was such a doofus. And Dan Mays and Tom. And I met Tommy. I rode my motorcycle to meet Tommy. He said, I'm getting in. He's going to join the Constitution Party and get in. We talked. We had dinner. We talked about it. It's like, he's my guy. I love Tommy. Not one time, Kyle. Not one time. Hey, Pete, what? I'm going to get in there to defend white nationalism. 303-696-1971. Maybe what the man say. Flip it the other way. Why they do what they do. You should pick up the phone and call the Tancredos up and say, you know, Tom, I've battered you and slayed you, and by the living God that made you, you're a better man than I am. Gunga Tom. All right, virtual colonoscopies are fast and accurate, no needles, no sedation, easy prep, and they take about 45 minutes. Having said that, get this done. Fall is here, and seasons change, and so do you. See more inside and outside of your colon. You look at your livers, your kidneys, your aortas, your 13 other organs in your lower torso, and most importantly, your colon. Now the virtual is covered by most insurance, including Medicare, Medicaid. Virtual colonoscopies take away all the excuses. A perfect alternative for those who will not get a conventional colonoscopy. Get a heart scan while you're at it. Dr. Blanchett's like a real smart guy. 303-443-7226. The website's boulderscan.com. Pick up the phone. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging today. 303-443-7226. Get all of this done. Fall's here, then you're on your way. Take the family unit. Covered by insurance companies except Medicaid, Medicare. Virtual takes away the excuses. Get them both done. Bada bing, bada boom. 303-443-7226. Lines are open.
News Talk 710. Update.
Tom Mueller in the News Talk 710 KNUS News Center. The third day of confirmation hearings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh has begun the same way as on day one, with a battle over documents and procedures. Former Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore is suing comedian Sacha Baron Cohen for $95 million, claiming he was fraudulently lured onto Cohen's Showtime TV series to accept a phony award for supporting Israel. The episode featured Cohen in disguise, demonstrating a fake device to detect pedophiles. Moore's U.S. Senate bid failed amid accusations of sexual misconduct with an underage girl. Trevor Story hit a 505-foot home run in the first inning of last night's game against the Giants, which is the longest hit ever at Coors Field. The Rockies' win put them a game and a half ahead of the Dodgers in the NL West. It'll be in the mid-70s today with a thunderstorm this afternoon, currently 58 at KNUS. Weather this hour brought to you by Colorado Flat Fee Realty. Pay less and keep more. ColoradoFlatFeeRealty.com.
Heavy traffic traveling across Aurora. This report brought to you by Woodley's Fine Furniture. An accident on the highway northbound 225 past Alameda. Left lane is blocked off there. Run and stop and go from Parker Road up past Alameda. Additional 10 minutes for you. Southbound 225 runs heavy from Iliff into the tech center. Had a crash near Tamrac. That wreck is gone, so that's starting to look a little bit better. The ramp from southbound I-25 to westbound I-76, an accident. That ramp is shut down. Woodley's Furniture and Design Furniture, specializing in custom upholstery, solid wood, and the most comfortable leather furniture imaginable. You will not find better built furniture than Woodley's. I'm Susan Thielen, 710 KNUS, First Alert Traffic.
In the summer, it's hot in the upstairs bedrooms most of the day. My office is up there and it's sweltering. We use one of those big fans in the evening, but it pulls in too much dust and pollen. My AC ran constantly, yet the only cool place in the house is the basement. My wife started insisting we buy a new air conditioner, and that's when I called the people at AirSwap. AirSwap showed me my furnace and air conditioner are the right size for my house, and my air conditioner was working just fine. They adjusted our ductwork, created stronger airflow to distribute all that cool air in the basement, and this even helped us save electricity. The house is more comfortable in the winter as well. They reduced the big temperature difference between the floors, and now the upstairs is comfortable during the day and early evening. Call them at 303-761-0729 or on the web at air-swap.com. That's 303-761-0729 or air-swap.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-848-6979. Use the promo code SNOOZE or go to MyPillow.com. But make sure you use the promo code SNOOZE. Call 800-848-6979 and use the promo code SNOOZE. Call 800-848-6979 and use the promo code SNOOZE.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
This is Scott Menno with Wild Birds Unlimited, and my brother David and I want you to join us for Bird Talk every Saturday from noon to 1 right here on 710 KNUS. Bird Talk is presented by Wild Birds Unlimited, the best nature shop in the known universe for finding high-quality bird feeding supplies. On Bird Talk, you'll hear the latest news and fascinating interviews from world leaders on the topics of wildlife and conservation. We'll bring you tips on turning your yard into a wild bird haven. You'll hear lots of fun and entertaining topics from the backyard bird feeding specialists. Whether you want to or not, we invite your calls, questions, and observations naturally. Join the Menno Brothers on Bird Talk, Saturdays from noon to 1, right here on 710 KNUS.
Wild Birds Unlimited, we bring people and nature together.
severe weather season is here, and that's why you need to call Golden Spike Roofing at 303-942-1386 for a thorough and free inspection. For roofing done right to the last nail, call Golden Spike Roofing.
Call Golden Spike Roofing when your roof needs a fix. 303-942-1386. Golden Spike Roofing.
Where do investors go to create income in today's market? It's not stocks, it's not real estate, and it's definitely not an annuity. My name is Dave Anthony, certified financial planner and president of Anthony Capital, LLC. I'd like to tell you about some fixed investment payouts with targeted double-digit returns that may be appropriate for your portfolio. Text the word income to 313131. Text income to 313131 or go to theretirementincomeshow.com.
Anthony Capital LLC is a registered investment advisory firm. Dave Anthony is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional.
Go to 710KNUS.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710KNUS on your phone anytime, anywhere. Message and data rates apply.
When radio counts, count on Peter Boyles.
Thursday morning, here we go. September the 6th, 75 the high. Tomorrow, 78, and the weekend looks great. Ward Lucas in studio tomorrow for 2 hours. This is Tom on line one. Tom, you're on a radio show, man. Good morning.
Hey, Peter. Listen, I agree with your guests that you had that Kyle Clark said was based on some form of a script that was given to him by somebody.
Of course.
Who do you think gave it to him?
Somebody perhaps on the edges of the Paulus campaign, perhaps the Paulus campaign, perhaps Media Matters, perhaps the Democratic National Committee, perhaps, you know, fill in the blank.
So do you think that Kyle Clark slandered Tom Tancredo?
You know, it's a great question. Slander and libel are always interesting to a public figure. Tom's a public figure. And, you know, do I think he did? Yeah, but that's, I'm not a court of law and I'm not a lawyer. But
so the question is, what's Tom going to do about it?
The
Republicans for governor?
The Republicans,
right?
Republicans, please. I mean, we brought this up when Sean Boyd did it to the guy.
And what would happen if a right leaning TV host said something similar to that in regard to Kamala Harris or someone?
Well, they destroy his career. I don't know. I mean, this guy will be
right.
But
that's the point that I'm trying to get to. One of the things they do is that lawyers would come from somewhere. They'd get paid by somebody.
There'd be demonstrators outside of Channel 9. If the shoe was on the other foot, oh my heavens! You know, if somebody made a remark about Jared Polis, they'd be outside.
So why isn't anybody going to sue Channel 9?
Because they're Republicans, Tom. I mean, look Walker.
Exactly right.
Walker Stapleton ran like a sissy.
That's exactly right.
Mike Kaufman ran like a sissy.
That's right.
When Trump turns around and says, yeah, you're phony. When Walker Stapleton, his comment, walking back the media, hell yeah, the local media is phony. I mean, we say it every morning. But the case, Patricia Calhoun, who got thrown in under this, Patty Calhoun didn't do anything wrong. She literally walks up to the guy at a livestock sale and wants to meet him. I know, Pat, we're having lunch. Tom and I and Patty are having lunch next week. You think Patty Calhoun goes out and has lunch with white nationalist Kyle? I mean, write that in your newscast. But no, Patty went up to me. I know Patricia. Patricia wasn't looking for a fight. She wanted to meet the guy. She apparently never met him. And Patty walks up and the guy does a spin on his heel. I mean, hey, you put your hand out and you say, hey, nice to see you. How you doing? Don't you like the livestock show?
Well, you know, how he won the Republican nomination. I don't know.
Right,
you
but
know,
they
there
used
a couple
Tom.
Other guys.
Frankly, but they used Tom. And now what 9 is doing and what 4 is doing, what the party, the Democrats are doing, Media Matters, whomever it is, they're destroying Tom Tancredo's supporters. People like myself, I don't care about Walker Stapleton at all. I care about Tom as a man. And my beef with this is, first of all, it's false news. Second of all, it's false news. And third of all, it's false news. But fourth of all, you're taking this man, both of them, both Sean Boyd and Kyle Clark, who I'll say it again. Brother, man, they ain't that smart. They're not that good.
Well, I think it's a terrible situation because I think if Jared Polis becomes governor,
he will.
It sure looks like he will.
He will.
You know, he's going to fundamentally change the state of Colorado.
Hope and change.
Like,
hope and change.
Barack Obama wanted fundamental change. He wants fundamental change.
The only good news I can give you is in the latest polling data, they're pretty much head to head. I had lunch with Dean Singleton, Gary DeFrange, and I last Tuesday, and Dean had the polling data, and they're pretty nip and tuck. But after Labor Day, you know, that's when the real intensity builds, and that's what come back to this. What Kyle?
Well, as soft as I think Stapleton's been, if I could do something to help him, I would. I just don't know what it is.
He could start by
he
could start by walking in that door and sitting down and saying, "Here's how it happens." But they're running. They run from these people. And Kyle Clark. I mean, Kyle Clark did a job on Tom, and he used it to hit Walker Stapleton over the head with it. He used Tom as his hammer. And, you know, once again, not that it'll happen, but if he was any kind of a man, he'd pick up the phone and say, you know, damn, I was out of line. I can't tell how many people I've called and said I'm sorry to.
Well, he's not going to say he's out of line.
No,
I mean,
no, because
he, you know, I don't know. I'd go so far as to say he was paid or feels that there will be some future benefit to him as a result of,
you know,
doing what he did.
Yeah, pay me now, pay me later. But because if he'd say, I'm sorry, then he'd have to admit where he got the story, and he can't do that because they went fishing. I'm talking about, you know, the Polis supporters or whomever else it was. They went fishing, they caught a fish, and he's Kyle Clark.
I think you could ferret out where he did get the story, and that could be a big factor in the election.
That would be
if
definitely.
You could expose where that came from.
One guy would lie, and the other guy would swear to it. Hi, Tom. Thanks, man. 303-696-1971. Your insurance. I mean, we've passed Labor Day now, and your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own and everything that you own. I'll tell you what, I'm here to talk about Sandy Perkins and GEICO. This is the best family of agents I've ever had the privilege of working with. I've known Sandy for years. Love working for her. They cover motorcycle insurance, umbrella insurance, homeowners, renter's insurance, identity protection. They do everything and anything. Car insurance. The great line is 15 minutes can save you 15% or more. Everybody knows that. Switch to GEICO. Make the phone call. Get a second opinion, a third opinion, a fourth opinion, or maybe a first opinion. 303-730-2426. 303-730-2426. Today's forecast is savings. GEICO, the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They'll save you money. Plus, you can find out if something's wrong, and that's important too, or you got total coverage, which is important as well, or you're paying too much money, which really, 303-730-2426, take the opinions. All right, we go to Nick. Nick, we're coming up on time. You're on the radio show. Good morning.
Okay, Pete, you and I talked before. I had lunch with Tom Tancredo a number of months ago, and I tried to talk him into running for governor. And quite frankly, he was interested. But you talked him out of it.
No, I didn't talk
him
out of it. No, Nicky, you don't know what you're... Nick, I didn't talk him out of it. He called me and said he was dropping out.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I have my information wrong.
Well, he called me up.
Don't do
that. He called me at my house. He actually called me on my cell phone in the middle of January and said they had a target for money. And they had not reached the target. And he said, look, I can probably win the primary, but I'll lose the general election. And that's why he dropped out. I talked him out of it. Listen,
Peter,
we're close to the end. 710KNUS. Everybody, hang on. Go to the website, 710KNUS.com. The picture of those Denver Broncos taking a squat in a tunnel with this lady holding her hand over her heart and standing there facing the anthem. And again, don't expect anything more out of these people because they won't give it to you. A quick reminder, and this will be a good one coming up. It's that time, the annual Firearms Festival at Centennial Gun Club, Saturday, September the 15th from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. I'll be there from 10 until noon. Stop by the KNUS booth and say hi. Last year, the Firearms Festival had so many activities, information. We're going to do it again. And it's so much fun. The Firearms Festival features the ultimate range experience for $25. Try out the latest firearms in many different ranges, varying targets, even their state-of-the-art video action live fire range. Come out. Centennial Gun Club, Saturday, September the 15th, the Firearms Festival. Go to the website. And again, they're off of Arapahoe Road. They're our friends. Ultimate Range Experience, CentennialGunClub.com/Peter. Get tickets now. That'll do it. Tomorrow, again, I'm so pumped up for this. Ward Lucas, the book is great. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5.
Cares about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet.